Now, Robert, when you go to Somalia, you're going to meet with these pirates. Aren't you a little concerned about your safety?
No, because pirates are people too, as they say. No, pirates actually have an interesting structure there. You know, they don't really harm people. They have kidnapped. There's a British couple that's being held captive, and there was a few journalists they grabbed. But they do have a code of conduct, and I'm going down there to work on some anti-piracy things, and one of the things we're trying to do is get the pirates back into the Coast Guard from where they came. If a lot of people wonder why pirates can...
They're good. They're good seamen, yeah.
Well, because they were trained by the Coast Guard to do exactly that.
Our Coast Guard?
No, they were trained by outside security companies, private military contractors.
Gee, here we go again, right?
Exactly. To board fishing ships very quickly and get right to the bridge, and they knew where the money was, where the phone was, who owned them, and... they used to hold them and then fine them, you know, $50,000. And then somebody said, you know, let's just hold them and pocket the money. So now it costs about $2 million to free your ship and the crew. But the key is that because the insurance pays out, if somebody gets killed, then they can send in all these special forces to start shooting people. So they want to be alive to spend their money.
Interesting. So what's your next adventure after that?
Then I go to Kabul because I go back to work again for the U.S. military, for the command over there. And we work on a variety of programs, usually outside the wire, with the warlords and Taliban and people like that to integrate them into what the U.S. military is doing, which is kind of a nice thing to do.
How would you rate our military?
Well, I think it's interesting. I love the military. I have never seen so much training and money and talent in one place. I just think it's strange we're fighting wars in places like Afghanistan, which is like the third or fourth poorest country on earth. You know, they were trained to fight the world's best armies.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And they're doing sort of basically dirty wars, as they call them.